Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're sinking our teeth into something juicy, a deep dive into making affordable chuck steak taste like $1 million.
Ooh, chuck steak, the ribeye's tougher cousin. I'm intrigued. It's usually so, well, chewy. How do we conquer that?
Easy peasy. Three simple steps is all it takes. First up, jarding. Grab a fork, no fancy equipment needed, folks, and pierce that steak all over. Think of it as a tenderizing acupuncture session for your meat. Got it?
Jarding, uh-huh. Like giving the steak a good poke. Makes sense. Breaks down those tough fibers, right?
Exactly. Then, a bit of strategic trussing. Tie that bad boy up with some kitchen string to even out the thickness. This ensures even cooking, crucial for a perfect result.
Okay, so jarding and trussing. What's the secret sauce, the third step?
Dry brining. Generously coat the steak with salt. Let it chill in the fridge for 12 to 24 hours. This is where the magic happens. The salt works its way deep into the meat, tenderizing it and amplifying the flavor. Then, reverse sear.
Reverse sear. Isn't that usually for fancier cuts?
Nope. It works wonders on chuck steak. Low and slow in the oven, about 120 seconds, until it reaches your desired internal temp. Then, a quick sear in a screaming hot pan to develop that beautiful crust.
So we're not just tenderizing, we're flavorizing too. But what about that salt? Some people might be hesitant.
I hear you, but trust me, it's essential. Remember, this steak is meant to feed a crowd, and you're rinsing it off before searing anyway, so no worries about it being too salty. Plus, it helps with that gorgeous crust we're going for. And guess what? No basting with butter needed.
No butter? Really?
This method is so effective, you get an incredible crust without it. But if you're a butter fanatic, go for it. Add some garlic and herbs in the last minute. This technique is about flexibility.
So, we're talking restaurant-quality steak on a grocery store budget. Sign me up. I always thought chuck was only good for stews.
Think again. With these three steps, you're unlocking chuck steak's hidden potential. Tender, juicy, flavorful, and easy on the wallet. Oh, and don't forget a quick pan sauce with that leftover fond. Divine.
So to recap, jarred, truss, dry brine, reverse sear, and pan sauce? That sounds manageable, even for a weeknight dinner. No more excuses for dry, chewy steak. Thanks for the tips.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll see you next time for more delicious insights. Goodbye.
Goodbye.